The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها. And this world, with its delusions, has deceived me. What we said earlier about this part of this supplication is that we have to consider the fraud and goodness of this world together with regard to what the person is thinking of this world, what state of mind he has got about this world. Sometimes it is the carnal desire that controls the mind. But sometimes it is the very person, it is the logic and intellect that governs that man. So one who is deceived by this deceptive world, of course, has made himself unfortunate forever. He has deprived himself from the blessings of this world. And not just the blessings of this world, as the Almighty Allah says, you will also be deprived from the blessings of hereafter as well. And the one who is uninterested in this world has gained a great benefit. And as Almighty Allah says, he has reached an eternal blessing, which is Allah's pleasure. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has stated, مَنْ زَهِدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ الْحِكْمَةَ فِي قَلْبِهِ. One who is indifferent to the world, Allah would bestow wisdom on his heart. وَأَنْتَقَ بِهَا لِسَانَهُ وَبَصَّرَهُ عُيُوبَ الدُّنْيَا وَدَاءَهَا وَدَوَاءَهَا. Allah will enable his tongue to utter it, make his eyes seeing of the world's faults, illnesses, and treatments. وَأَخْرَجَهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا سَالِمًا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. And Allah would eventually transfer him, safe and sound, to the territory of peace. So this is the other side of not being deceived in this world. Luqman, the wise, told his son, Ya Bunay, my son, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا بَحْرٌ عَمِيقٌ قَدْ غَرِقَ فِيهَا عَالَمٌ كَثِيرٌ. Indeed, the world is a deep sea which has drowned many worlds. فَلْتَكُنْ سَفِينَتُكَ فِيهَا تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحَشْوُهَا الْإِيمَانِ. So if you want to travel in the world, you should travel in it with the ship of piety and load this ship with your belief. وَشِرَاعُهَا التَّوَكُّلِ. You should take a sail of reliance on Allah for the ship. وَقَيِّمُهَا الْعَقْلِ. You should employ a crew of wisdom. وَدَلِيلُهَا الْعِلْمِ. A guide of knowledge. وَسُكَّانُهَا الصَّبْرِ. And you should take the passengers of patience and tolerance for your ship in this world. So this is the secret of reaching salvation. This is the secret of reaching this station of closeness and mercy of the Almighty Allah.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In our traditions, we have different narrations suggesting how we should look at this world. What should our perspective be regarding the world? For example, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib aw ka'annaka 'abiru sabil." Be present in this world as if you are an alien or a passing traveler. "Wa'id nafsaka fi ashabi al-qubur," and consider yourself as the dead ones. What does the Holy Prophet actually mean? "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka gharib." Be present if you are an alien. Having a look at other traditions in different books of our scholars, we find out that it is with regard to the material world that you should act like you're an alien, like you're a passing traveler. But with regard to hereafter, if you consider hereafter in this world, you don't have to consider yourself as the dead ones. You have to think alive. You have to make the most of this world. But when it comes to this world for itself, عِدْ نَفْسَكَ فِي أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ, consider yourself as the dead ones. So when the commander of the believers in this part of the supplication says, وَخَدَعَتْنِ الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا, this world with its delusions has deceived me, he is warning us about the delusions of this world and what awaits in hereafter for us if we are not misled from the right path. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.